More than 600 high school students from Northwest Louisiana are touring manufacturing plants this week to see firsthand what these blue-collar jobs are like. The Libby Glass Factory in Shreveport hosted a dozen students yesterday from Red River High School in Coushatta.
We ready? Let's see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Shannon Taylor, Libby Glass's value stream manager, gave students an up-close look at the furnaces. About 200 tons of glass pass through them every day. Taylor has been with Libby 19 years. He says they can find career fulfillment even if they don't go to college.
It may not be in anybody's heart here to make glass, you know, but it may be for welding, machining, or sheet metal fabrication. I don't know, whatever that is. But it's mostly that they got options.
Libby plant manager Frank Russell is a 41-year veteran of the company. With 560 employees, more than a quarter of them are baby boomers. He's well aware of the challenge of keeping up with an aging workforce, so he's trying to change a long-held stereotype.
Manufacturing is not the dark and dingy and dirty and unsafe workplace that a lot of people have in their mindset.
Student William Davis says he wants to be an engineer, but his fallback is welding. His brother is a journeyman. Davis is fearful, though, of getting stuck.
I would like to move up in the chain. I just don't want to stay for a good 20, 30 years, the same job. I would like to move up.
The North Louisiana Economic Partnership organized these tours as part of National Manufacturing Week, and all 15 facilities opened their doors to students from 20 high schools.